Here with me in this interview is Joel Newman, who is president of the American Feed Industry Association. And Joel, we're here in Atlanta, where for the first time the AFIA, with its International Feed Expo, working together with the people in the poultry industry, in the International Poultry Expo. And I think that's fascinating. I want to talk about it here a little bit. If you would, describe how you got to the point of coming together with the poultry industry to do this.
Well, I think, as you're aware and the industry is aware, there's been a lot of consolidation and change in the industry, and we knew that we needed to take our expo a little different direction to keep pace with where the industry was moving, and we looked at a number of different options as to how we do that, and part of it was, you know, did we change the show to different, you know, different annual if we held it on different schedules and so forth, aligning with a number of different partners we considered. And candidly, when we met with the International Poultry Expo people, we just found that we had an awful lot in common. We had very much the same types of objectives for our shows. The things that we wanted to do and accomplish were very similar to what they did, and there was just a strong alliance between feed and poultry. So it made a lot of sense for us to consider this, but what really made it work was the fact that we had two groups of people that were very committed to making this happen and making it successful, and they worked extremely well together.
Well, I can guess that the decision to make that, to do this, was not made lightly and probably took a lot of thought and planning, especially to get the two groups together here. From a logistics standpoint, what are some of the things that you've had to do to make this happen?
Well, it's interesting because the net result of this show is that we have 18 acres under roof of exhibitors, totally sold out. It's the biggest combined show that's ever been put on. We had the two largest shows in the U.S., and now we've put them together. So obviously that takes a lot of organization, but one of the real benefits was both to the participants and the exhibitors. The cost of attending the show for a participant is a lot less. The cost of exhibiting is also less. So we were able to bring economics to bear for the industry. That required taking advantage of the expertise in the back room, and that's where the coordination really had to come in, is to make sure that we could do that effectively and not let the exhibitors or the attendees see the effect of us putting that together.
So how do you think that's working? We just kicked off the trade show part here today. How would you describe how the relationship and the event is going so far?
I think the relationship is going very well. As I explained, you know, we've got the show floor sold out. So from an exhibitor perspective, we've had a lot of success. But most important is that from an attendee perspective, it seems to be a tremendous hit with the industry. Not only are hotel rooms booked well ahead of anything we've ever had in the past, but the registration lines were backed up solid this morning trying to get in here. And if you talk to exhibitors on the show floor, they're extremely pleased with the traffic they're seeing, not just numbers of people, but that they're very sincere potential customers here on the show floor.
Yeah, numbers isn't always everything. I know that. But speaking of that, do you have an expectation for how many people you think could go through here over the course of the show?
I think that we have a good chance of exceeding 22,000.
And these are people from all over the world.
Yes, actually, we put a lot of focus on bringing more of an international presence to the show. We've done a number of things with that, not only making sure that we got invitations out to those particular people, but we have an international reception tonight specifically for those international attendees. And also we held the first International Feed Industry Federation Board of Directors meeting here on Tuesday in conjunction with the show. And so we brought people here from China, from Europe, from Brazil and South America, Mexico, strong contingent from South and Central America here.
So besides the trade show and the exhibits, what are some of the other activities that take place from the feed industry standpoint here?
We have always, one of the things that AFIA has been known for is putting on a very high quality educational forum with our expos, and we continue to bring that. In fact, last year, even though we hadn't co-located the shows yet, we came to last year's poultry expo and put on an educational forum, and we did it again this year. The other things that we've done is we've opened opportunities for the exhibitors to have more private, exclusive meetings with some of their key customers on the floor before the show floor opens. So we tried to make it so that there's more to offer to the attendees and more opportunities to make best use of their time visiting Atlanta.
Anything you can offer in terms of the type of media that would come to a show like this and cover it? And, you know, I know it's combined now, but with the international flair, does that present any unique challenges to deal with a variety of international media besides just here domestically in the United States?
Well, I think, as you'd expect, we have most of the agricultural media is here, and of course a lot of those are involved in international publications in addition to just serving the American industry. But along with that, we also have some of the commercial media here. Atlanta, of course, is a good center for that, and so we get good coverage from that. And the fact that the International Poultry Expo has been here in Atlanta for over 60 years is obviously a real plus. I think the key as we continue to expand our international presence is hearing from those attendees and understanding what else we need to do to make this a very effective show for them. And so as we get into our educational forums, what we might have to do with any type of translation and things of that nature, just to make sure that that they are able to get the full value.
Anything else you might want to add to that that we didn't cover that people might be interested in?
I think that we're both learning from this first experience. So the feed industry and the poultry industry are both looking at not only what worked well, but what maybe could be improved on and how we can expand this, and whether there's opportunities also to possibly bring another co-location partner to this in the future. So as the industry continues to consolidate, the better opportunity we can make this for people in the industry to attend and get their value. That's our objective.
Well, thank you very much. That's Joel Newman. He is president of the American Feed Industry Association. We're here in Atlanta. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.